You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Good to be with you. And, hey, we've got a pleasant day in Vancouver. Sunny, but there's some haze around.
Local forest fire.
You're right on that one. Even also far away, further away forest fires, too, so...
Yeah, it's near the town of Squamish, which in Salish, I believe, means strong wind.
I would go along with that because on a clear, sunny day, the inland heats up and then you get the winds blowing up valley.
Yes, Squamish, one of the wind surfing capitals of the world.
Yep.
Because you get that constant wind.
Yeah.
Anyway, today we'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught your eye, Bob. The first one, energy winners should be chosen by consumers, not government.
Yeah, that one just says, leave it to the markets to decide what energy will be used, when, and what price. It's the free markets have been a wonderful concept for thousands of years.
Now, of course, it doesn't help when we have some governments that are totally against pipelines.
Oh, like the current prime minister is adamantly against pipelines. And he's sort of backing away that he doesn't sound, but he's one radical Marxist-Leninist dude. And I saw him the other day, and he said that we could be an exporter of electricity, and it would come from solar cells and windmills. I thought, oh, God, the guy is... But, yeah, that is pretty stupid, but the point is this guy is a resolute Marxist. He wants to save the planet, even though it means destroying middle-class lives, but he's got the mission to save the planet, I'll tell you.
Well, he talked about energy corridors, but didn't say what kind of energy.
No.
Now, what do you think about this talk of turning Churchill into an export for natural gas and oil center? It's mostly ice-free most of the year now because the climate has changed in the Arctic.
Oh, I think it's a great idea. When the port is open, ship the stuff because I don't think it's all that far. It's a fairly shorter route to get to Europe, so it's a good idea.
And you don't have to worry about Quebec, which may or may not stay in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Quebec. I can't believe those guys. They adamantly refuse the pipeline, but they have no problem in accepting $13 million in equalization payments that generally come from the oil producers in British Columbia, Alberta, and Saskatchewan. It is so hypocritical, I can't believe it.
And of course, look at all the transfer money Quebec gets from Alberta and BC.
Yeah.
Billions.
Well, they call it equalization payments. I know I looked it up about 7 or 8 years ago. And it was about $13 billion a year into Quebec. And it's not as if Quebec is without resources. Hell, they got trees like you wouldn't believe. They got hydropower. They've got mineral deposits. They're everything there. Equalization is to bribe the Quebec citizens.
Now, what Canada does have that the world wants is rare earths, and it wouldn't be withheld with some kind of political boycott. Saskatchewan has them, Quebec has them, and no one's talking about it.
Well, it's not getting the display it deserves, but you know, Saskatchewan, huge producer of potash and uranium. So turn loose, and on the right deposits, you can. That's the place. A very prosperous province that way. I mean, a very long time ago, there was so little going on in Manitoba that the quip was their greatest export was people. But not anymore, I think. So, yeah.
Headline: Will America's unbalanced trade doom the U.S. dollar? This is from the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, yeah. They're looking for any excuse to trash the dollar because the world, the financial world, just hates a firm dollar. And sure, it was up very strong at the first of the year with the 110 on the DX with the with the Trump start of office, and then it got slammed down to 98, and then now it's trading around 99, and we think that it could build a level in here, a range, which would then launch it for the next increase. And for this, Jim, we're relying on history, and that is with every great financial bubble from the South Sea bubble in 1720 to the one in 1929 to ours, the senior currency declined a little in the year the bubble concluded, and then it went up chronically firm. And so a long time ago, it was the senior currency was the pound sterling, and London was the financial center, and now it's the U.S. dollar, and New York is the financial center. And I always enjoy explaining one reason for the firming senior currency is that with the debt bubble, a good portion of it, all you need is a majority of it written in U.S. dollars, with those U.S. dollars due and payable in New York City. So in effect, the debt bubble is a huge short position in U.S. dollars. And it can get very rough out there if you're trying to service debt from a weak currency into a chronically firm currency. And I think that is ahead of us at some time. Yeah.
Headline: House values decline, spark alarm, something big could be happening. This from Newsweek.
Yeah, well, that's quite a sensationalist headline, but I guess the story across house prices are weakening, so, yeah.
High mortgage rates, despite interest rates set by the central banks generally coming down?
Oh, I guess so. The housing market doesn't depend on mortgage rates. It's the hot action, the bidder that puts the house up and bids the house prices up, and then the interest rate in mortgages is secondary. So anyways, the house prices are probably peaked. That was a couple of years ago, and are in a lengthy decline.
One of the problems I read about was that baby boomers and their demand for what people are calling mini mansions have got themselves into a bind because nobody wants to buy a house with 5 or 6 bedrooms. Their kids are gone. They want to downsize, but nobody can afford to buy that big house.
Ah, yeah, that is a good point, Jim. It's the market will ring it out, I'll tell you.
How big of a ring out do you believe could happen?
Well, you can't say the percentage drops, but it's going to be down for years.
We'll have more headlines with Bob Hoy when we come back.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Headline: Most Russians no longer view the United States as their top enemy.
Yeah.
This story from Zero Hedge.
Yeah, I like the headline, and it's, and this is talking about ordinary citizens rather than Putin. And Putin is a one nasty, murderous dude, I'll tell you. So I've mentioned this before, but if on the next major decline in crude oil prices, it could break down, and the next drop maybe into the 40s, it would very much limit the ability of Putin to prosecute his wars. If you put together a chart of crude oil prices, say back to 2012, and you just had each peak in crude oil prices, you can put in the belligerence that Putin is waging around. So no, on this one, I would welcome crude breaking down into the 40s and taking out Putin. That would be a nice thing.
And we also have a headline. The riots in downtown LA have shut down movie making there.
Sorry about that. The riots are dreadful. The mainstream media says they're not riots and they're not dreadful, although cars and storefronts are being burned. This one is quite nasty, and riots in Los Angeles going way back. I was going to look it up. I think 89 was one that was really, really a disaster. And so anyways, there it is. These riots, you know, are conducted by professional rioters. And one site noted that in the evening before the first breakout, a flat of cinder bricks was delivered so that they could break off chunks and throw them at people and at storefronts and stuff like that. So these riots now in Los Angeles are done by professional rioters funded by the bad people out there, and you don't have to go any further than George Soros. And there it is. It's a very nasty situation.
Well, in Vancouver, being a professional reporter who'd covered the scene here for 40 years, every demonstration has a core of, I would say, 15 to 40 people. They're at every protest, and they're always ready to egg people on to start, causing damage.
Mm.
So when they say professional, kind of in the terms, they're on welfare, so they are getting paid. but that's their only job, is as soon as they hear something's going to happen, they're there. They protest anything and everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, an opposite side's the next day.
Yeah.
What they were protesting for one day, they're protesting against the next.
I can believe you on that one.
Yeah, so no matter what you do, they're never happy, and they never will be.
Yeah.
Bob,
and especially the ones who are professionals.
Well, that's what
that's
they do.
Their job.
Yeah, is they got signs, we're against blank. They just fill it in for the day. And, the police, they call them professional because they're there all the time. I don't think, like I said, they're getting a salary or anything like that from someone. But that's just what they do. Other people in their spare time volunteer at senior centers. They would rather throw rocks at one.
Yeah.
Bob, always fun chatting with you.
Yeah, Jim, I always enjoy our get-togethers, and we look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.